Forward. I remember the first time I walked out of the clubhouse at the old Yankee Stadium. All I could think was, wow, this is the same tunnel that guys like Yogi Berra, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, Bobby Richardson, and Whitey Ford walked through. I've really made it. I'm playing in New York for the New York Yankees. It was a really special feeling, and one I'll never forget. That great dynasty of 55 to 64 is one every Yankee player looks up to. I had the privilege of winning three championships with the Yankees in 96, 98, and 99, but these guys were doing it almost every single year. They taught us that you should never be satisfied with winning one, two, or even three championships, but that you need to go out there and play your very best every day, every game, every series, and try to earn another one. They set the bar the rest of us strive to meet. There's a tremendous sense of pride that comes from being a New York Yankee, and those guys played a huge role in creating that. There have been a lot of great Yankee players over the years, and a lot of guys who have won championships. But I think the greatest players are the ones who strive to make the people around them great. That's what Bobby Richardson did. He was a real impact player, and I don't just mean on the field. On the field, an impact player is someone who can change the game at any time. One play, be it on offense or defense, can change the course of an entire game. An impact player is a guy who makes that play on a consistent basis. But in my mind, a real impact player is one who also makes a huge contribution to the clubhouse. You go through so much as a team during the course of a season. When I think back to the 4 years I played with the Yankees, I remember how many of the guys I played with lost their fathers during the season, how many of them went through cancer battles, how many of them were dealing with rough patches in their marriages. As a manager, I can tell you that it's not just about keeping a team together on the field. It's also about dealing with everything that's going on off the field. Every club has to have that guy players feel they can turn to when things are not going well, someone they can talk to, someone who can provide comfort during difficult times. Bobby Richardson was one of those guys, the kind who got along with everybody, who helped bring everyone in the clubhouse together, and who genuinely cared about the people around him, a true leader. With Bobby, it all came down to his values and his Christian faith. I'm sure he had struggles like everyone else, but you can just tell when you look at his face and see his smile that there's a peace there. Peace, humility, and a lot of love. And I think other people feed off of being around a guy like that. As a Christian athlete, you want people to look at you and think, what's different about that guy? I want what he's got. Of course, then you've got to be able to walk the walk. I think that's one of the biggest challenges of being a Christian athlete. You have to live up to a lot more, and that can be extremely difficult at times. But it also takes the pressure off, because you know that God's always going to put you exactly where He wants you, not where you want to go, but where He wants you to be. That's God's plan. Bobby knew that God had a plan for his life, both during and after baseball. And I believe that's what gave him that sense of inner peace, contentment, and humility that drew others to him and made them want to be better players, teammates, and human beings. As a fellow Christian, I admire Bobby for never shying away from the opportunity to share his faith in Jesus with those around him. He understood that he was given a great gift and a great platform, and throughout his life, he has used both to make a positive impact on those around him. When I look at Bobby Richardson, I see someone I strive to be more like, not because of his stats, the records he holds, his World Series rings, or his place in baseball history, but because of his character, his values, his humility, and his beliefs. There's no question, Bobby Richardson is a true impact player in every sense of the word. Joe Girardi. Prologue. The majestic melody from the organ resounded throughout the patch sanctuary. The accompanying voices of the mourners were thick with emotion as they sang, "Just a closer walk with Thee, granted Jesus, is my plea." On the platform, I sang along in my head, though not mouthing the words. I alternated between looking down at my one page of notes and looking out over the crowd. I could see former New York Yankees players, Yogi Berra, Whitey Ford, Moose Scalron, Johnny Blanchard, Bobby Mercer, and Tony Kubek. Texas Governor George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, were near the front, close to my own wife, Betsy, and Randy Maris, son of Roger. Comedian Billy Crystal stood to the right. I spotted Bobby Cox, the manager of the Atlanta Braves and a former Yankee, and took note of Yankees owner George Steinbrenner and broadcaster Pat Summerall. My heart was moved when I looked to the family. Some dabbed tears. Others stood arm in arm with the loved one next to them as they lifted their voices along with the rest. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. I had been privileged to speak many times at the funerals of friends and teammates, and often to crowds much larger than this one that had gathered to bid farewell to a husband, father, grandfather, brother, friend, teammate, and baseball hero. Yet I was more nervous than usual that day. I was very nervous, actually. Mickey Mantle's homegoing had set off a dizzying 2 days. There had been so much to do, so much to plan, a message to prepare. But as had happened many times during the previous week, I sensed a peace coming over me from the prayers of hundreds. In just moments, I would be recounting the life of my friend of 4 decades, not only to a church crammed full with more than 2,000 people, but also to a live nationwide television audience that had to number in the tens of thousands. I looked back to the key words jotted on my notes and once again asked the Lord to give me the strength and ability to say the words He would have me say. I would be sharing old stories about Mickey that I had told many times before, about his fake mongoose in the locker room, about the rubber snake he hid in a teammate's pants, about his high interest loans from Yogi, about our basketball game at West Point. But there at the bottom of my notes was a story from my final days with Mickey. It had already become my favorite, and I couldn't wait to share it.